Well, I am just back from a trip to the Midwest. I was at member station WFYI in Indianapolis yesterday, where we were doing some election reporting ahead of the midterms. You can find those stories at hereandnow.org. There is another story from Indiana we want to bring you now about the state's school choice program. It is the largest in the country. It's often held up as a national model. President Trump and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos are big supporters. School choice has always been controversial, but now, with a disagreement over LGBTQ rights, Indiana may see a new battle over what it means to use public dollars in a private space. Carter Barrett from WFYI reports.
In early August, Shelley Fitzgerald received an email from her principal and immediately knew something was wrong. For 15 years, she's been a guidance counselor at a private Catholic high school in Indianapolis.
So immediately, I called or emailed our principal to ask him if I should be concerned. And he gave me a little bit of a heads up what was going on, that someone had turned in my marriage certificate.
Fitzgerald is married to a woman, her partner of 22 years. Roncalli High School in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis said this marriage violates her contract with the Archdiocese. They gave her these options: dissolve her marriage or finish out the year and quietly resign.
I immediately let them know that I had no intention of dissolving my marriage. I had no intention of resigning, and, you know, that I was going to tell the people that I loved what was going on, why I had to leave the school.
Roncalli High School received approximately $1.5 million of state funds last year in school vouchers. This is public money.
And when you start to discriminate against people with public dollars, that becomes a big issue.
This is Democratic State Representative Dan Forrestal, who's also a Roncalli graduate.
It's been very disappointing to see Roncalli and the Archdiocese of Indianapolis discriminate against Shelley Fitzgerald because of who she loves.
In Indiana, the money follows the student. Neighborhood public schools receive state money for each student enrolled. But if a family financially qualifies for a voucher, it could take up to 90% of the state money allocated for that student and use it at a private school, secular or religious. About half of Indiana students qualify for this program.
I mean, we cannot allow public dollars to be funneled to institutions who then turn around and discriminate against people who paid those public dollars.
Forrestal says he plans to introduce a bill to disqualify schools for vouchers if they have discriminatory LGBTQ policies. But school choice supporters say the money isn't public because parents decide where the voucher goes. Here's Republican State Senator and author of School Choice Policy in Indiana, Bob Boehnig.
It's a dilemma and a struggle that we're going to have to work through, but it is not as easy as saying, well, vouchers equals state money, because it really is the parents making the choice.
Boehnig says the Catholic high school has a right to its religious beliefs, and parents have a right to choose schools with those beliefs.
I mean, that's probably the uniqueness, and one of the things that we wanted to keep unique about the choice system is that parents are the ones that are empowered to make these decisions and not government.
State Representative Forrestal counters.
If your uniqueness is the ability to discriminate against someone because of their sexual orientation, then that is not something that we should be protecting.
Andrew Downs heads a nonpartisan think tank that focuses on Indiana politics. He says Forrestal's bill could be the issue this legislative session that gets traction. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb recently called for hate crime legislation, a move resisted by lawmakers in past years. But now, some of those same state legislators may be motivated to consider anti-discriminatory measures.
It's something that is very exciting in the moment. 2, 3, 4 years from now, people may not think much about it, but at this moment, it's very important.
But Downs also notes the author of the school voucher law, State Senator Boehnig, is chair of the Education Committee, and he has significant influence over which bills are heard and which ones are not. Legislators could also decide to leave it up to the courts. For now, many at Roncalli High School are focused on what's going to happen to their guidance counselor. At the opening season football game, the student section wore rainbows and waved flags to show their support. The opposing team's fans wore rainbow colors as well. Here's Roncalli senior Riley Seddon. She was one of the organizers for the protest.
Just like carried by 24
the
Andrew
love and
Locker.
Support that's happening around here right now is honestly, it's really special, and it's brought us all together. And just like, if everyone can do that, the world would be such a much better place.
Fitzgerald, a Roncalli graduate herself, says the outpouring of support lets her know the Roncalli family is still with her. But she hopes to see the change that wouldn't allow private schools to discriminate against the LGBTQ community.
to me, the fix I would hate to see for our school to lose vouchers or state funding at all, because, again, I think that those people, the people who are receiving the vouchers, are part of our family. But at the same time, so am I.
Shelley Fitzgerald is still on administrative leave. The Archdiocese of Indianapolis and Roncalli High School declined comment for this story since Shelley Fitzgerald is still an employee. But the superintendent of Catholic schools in Indianapolis provided a statement saying they welcome all students and families who desire a quality Catholic education, and school choice lets non-public schools teach students aligned to a mission and with limited regulation. If this case goes to the courts, it could take years to make a decision, but it could be a landmark case for the future of school vouchers across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Carter Barrett.
And reporters Eric Weddle and Lauren Chapman contributed to that report.